Hello, I'm Derek, your Dungeon Master, and welcome to The World of Vala. The World of Vala is a homebrew actual play tabletop podcast. Episode 23, Avatar of Chaos.
Marsmek, with a sudden realization, the Angela that you've been traveling with for the past day, you remember him telling you that, yeah, we left a physical part of myself in the void. You realize this is the Angela that was left in the void.
I don't understand. I thought that was just corporeal, just the flesh, something that dies without its... She gestures vaguely. Soul? Intelligence? I thought you came back with me.
Well, a version of me came back with you. As you've seen, traveling through the void without being in a barrier, time is just as normal. It's just another dimension within the void. So there can exist a younger Angelo that has no memories of what I've been doing in the void. We are separate beings at this point. I've lived thousands of years in this void.
I didn't know I was leaving part of you like that behind. I thought I brought back you.
You did, but you didn't bring back all of us.
There's more of you, isn't there?
No, it's just us. Me and Fox Angelo, I'm just gonna call him. But soon there will be just me. You see him walk over to all of you and just picks up Fox Angelo and walks back to his throne.
Adeshina has just been laying on the ground, listening to this, but not opening her eyes, just kind of willing herself to be anywhere other than here.
You feel blood cover your body as older Angelo forces your eyes open. No, 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 no. You can't pretend you're not here, Adeshina. You can't pretend you're not here because I hate you the most.
And tears start spilling out of her eyes as she realizes she can't even choose that much for herself. And,
you know, I've seen the future. I've seen the perfect future where all of us became a team. We all helped each other with our individual problems. But life isn't a fairy tale. I've seen the future where us together helped save the world. But then all of you threw it away. Not trusting me, not believing in me. I loved all of you. And now there's no more people that I want to see suffer more than all of you. I guess except Gardein. He hasn't really done anything, but the name is Team Gardein, so I have to get the full deck of cards.
Angelo, please. We can choose our own fates. It doesn't have to be the horrible one that you saw, and it maybe won't be perfect either, but we can still try.
I didn't say I saw a horrible future. I said there was a pretty good one if we were all stayed into one team, but in my time in the void, I've learned that I'm a big component of chaos. and I don't want peace anymore.
Why?
Well, wanting peace only got me trapped here. Wanting peace only got me a team that hated me and tried to kill me, or plotted to kill me. Peace is overrated. Chaos. Now chaos. And then you see him continuously stab into Fox Angelo.
Mars Mech just screams out this blood-curdling cry and tries to run up and stop him.
What do you do?
I am running at him, trying to grab his hands and screaming, "Stop it."
Okay. And you see him take the knife off and just drop the body to the floor. Don't worry. I'm not gonna kill you guys here. What's the point in that? I can't stay in the void for much longer anyway. But I need to bring y'all here in order for me to get my tome back from this pathetic excuse. You kind of see him, like, use the blood that he got from Angelo to summon the blood magic tome.
Pathetic excuse? Mars Mech is just next to the fox with her hand shaking as she picks it up and stands back up. Pathetic excuse? You came in like a snake in the grass, and you saw where I was weakest and most vulnerable, and you used that. And when I realized where you were collecting us, that's when I started to not trust you. Last time I saw you, you had a scythe across your neck, so excuse me for thinking there was no hope. But don't look at this team and say everyone started to plot to kill you for nothing. I don't know when that happened in this timeline, but there were so many secrets you kept from us. How were we supposed to trust you?
You kind of see him, like, start laughing, and it's just like, you saw my tragic backstory, right? Like, you saw all of that, right? How does someone explain that to people?
You didn't have to explain all of that at once. You didn't even have to explain all of that ever. But just coming in and always flattering me and always trying to offer Gardein what he wanted, always laying Adesina take hits and gain her a hit you more because you knew that's what all of us wanted. No one just knows what everyone needs. And now Mars Mech holds up the fox corpse and is at a loss for words.
I just sort of, like, look at Angelo, like, dead straight in his eyes. And I say, Angelo, I am sorry. I am sorry that this happened to you.
Don't apologize to me. Apologize to that thing. And then he points as the Fox Angelo. To me, y'all have been dead for centuries.
Adesina has sat up by now, and she's still quietly crying and just watching all this play out. Just a maelstrom of thoughts and emotions. But she stands up and she goes to where the others are by Fox Angelo and just sort of is there. Also, he's like dead, right? Or is he like clinging to life dead?
Clinging to life dead. He just said, Angelo just said he wouldn't kill any of you.
Oh, cool.
Wait, missed so Fox is not a corpse?
Fox is not a corpse.
Oh, well then, can we scroll back? Because I would definitely not just hold up someone who's like almost done and be like, look what you did and shake it.
Yeah.
Scroll back a little bit.
Just his wounds open up. He's just like the last bit of life leaves his body.
Just Mars Mech accidentally turns into that meme.
You shaking him wouldn't be enough to kill him.
Okay. Jesus. Okay, Mars Mech is not just holding a corpse. She is like cradling Angelo. Excuse me. Let me make this portable. Mars Mech is not just holding Fox Angelo. She is cradling him and trying to protect him.
Adeshina sort of kneels down to get a better look at Angelo, and she says quietly to Mars Mech, I know you're worried, but given what happened earlier with the bandages, I don't know if it's in our best interest to touch him right now. And then continue. Sorry.
Mars Mech nods gravely and places Fox Angelo down carefully and steps away.
And she just kind of looks up at Angelo, older Angelo, and stares him in the face with all this new knowledge behind her and sighs. If you're such a proponent for chaos, why not just let us lead ourselves to our own doom?
I mean, in the void? See, the thing is, you've only been a team for 4 days, and you've kind of fucked up a lot. So if I leave you guys out there, you guys pretty much serve as my agents of chaos within the realm, because all y'all do is fuck up and argue. And then argue about other times that y'all fucked up in the past. It's like a living theme with you guys.
I wonder if he's including him half Fox self with that. But that is neither here nor there. So what you mean to say is you're taking us back.
Yeah, of course.
Oh, I'm sorry. Was that the end of the episode?
No.
Okay. I still don't understand what you mean about us betraying you. Because why? What happened? I need to know. I want details. I don't just want to hear, oh, suddenly we all just turned on you. Because I find that unlikely. Maybe Adeshina turned on you. Maybe Gardein did. But you'd have to push me pretty far, Angelo.
I'm in the nexus of space and time. You just said, not even like in your point of view, an hour ago, hey, Adeshina, I think we should try and kill Angelo.
And say, I think we should try to kill Angelo. I think we need to be worried because I think maybe you were trying to use us.
I'm trying to use you now, but for all intents and purposes, younger me really just wanted friends.
Really? Because, in my personal experience, 19-year-old boys genuinely want more than just simple, earnest friendships.
19-year-old boys, for the first 5 years of their life, they were tortured by their father. 19-year-old boys, for the next 14 years, I mean, the next 12 years, were raised by a god that just saw them as an oddity and something to put on a shelf. I wasn't normal at that age.
You knew. You knew I was depraved. Oops, that's not the word. That is a very different word. You knew I was deprived of all affection after the fucking lightning event. You knew that Adesina didn't trust anyone. You knew
Boo-hoo.
That Adesina had his own shit.
I'm so sad.
You used that. I don't fucking care how bad your life was. I'm sorry, okay? We all had our shit and you used it every single time.
Adesina pipes up here and looks at Mars Mech and is just like, is this really the time to be going off on the only person who can bring us back to the world of Vala with no strings attached?
Mars Mech looks over. You think this is going to be no strings attached?
Well, he's not asking ourselves to pledge to a master with nefarious intentions. He's simply asking us to do exactly what you're doing right now. So, yeah. So far, this is looking like the better deal. And I'd rather we just kind of... And she bites back saying something inflammatory in size. Right now, I think we should take the path of least resistance because, and she looks down at Bleeding Fox Angelo.
Fine.
There are more important things right now.
Excellent. I have gifts for all of you.
No, thank you.
Oh, your consent doesn't matter.
When does it ever?
And then you see him dip his hands within, like, the wounds of Fox Angelo to scoop out his blood and starts drawing, like, sigils and runes all over the wall.
Any details on this gift? Is, you wanna...
Oh, it's coming. I'm just giving Angelo his gift. And then you see him extract the magic out of Angelo. Any power of the blood magic, any of that, he completely defangs the fox.
That is not a gift.
And you see him, like, put runes all over the fox's body. Adesina, roll Arcana.
I don't have to roll Arcana to know that that is not a gift. That is not a gift. I got an 8. That was lame.
You don't know what the runes are doing, but you feel the human magic leaving Angelo. My gift to Angelo? To make him more of a freak than he already is. Adesina. Sweet baby Adesina.
And like Adesina I said, glares, but she doesn't say anything.
Like I said, I hated you the most.
How flattering.
But I'm not gonna kill you.
That quick, huh? Just that quick.
You see him grab your arm and cut it off.
God. Adesina is... She stares for a moment in shock at both older Angelo and where her arm used to be before she falls to the ground in heaving dry sobs, just not even daring to clutch and not even thinking to try to fix what's just happened, just the searing pain taking over her senses for a second as she curls more in on herself.
And to Adeshina, the gift of pain. Mars Mac. You wanted to kill me. You should know there are more monsters in the world than just this little fox. And you see him place a hand on your head and start squeezing.
He then takes his other hand and rips out your eye. To Mars Mech, I give the gift of blindness. May she actually be able to see more of the world now.
Gardein, buddy. You did nothing wrong to me. You treated my younger self with a level of compassion that these two broken idiots haven't. You were only there for me. And in my 1,000 years of solitude, I really thank you for that. You were one of the only people that showed me any sort of kindness. My gift to you is the gift to choose. I could leave these three broken people in the void and just send you along by yourself. Or you could take them with you.
What the fuck? Oh my god. Oh, Jesus Christ. What the fuck?
You can go back to roaming the lands, drinking, doing nothing important of note. What's three more bodies to the list of people you've killed?
I'm just staring at him, the sweat like dripping off of my face. I'm like a little bit obviously stressed out. But I look back at them. Adeshina just like writhing on the ground in pain. I don't know what's happening to Mara's mech. It's probably not great. And then just like Angela's fox body, like broken on the ground. And I look back to Angelo and I say, I'm sorry it had to be like this. I think you should just send us home.
Okay. I've always admired that about you, Gardein. When it comes down to it, you try and do what's right. You think of more than just yourself. And Gardein, you kind of see tears fall down Angela's face. As your world fades to black.
And that's where we're going to end the episode for today.